It is time to continue to talk some cricket, not some test cricket. We're going to talk some Big Bash, and well, the Adelaide Strikers have been in good form. They currently sit fourth on the BBL 10 ladder, and their win the other night against the Stars was a beauty. Alex Carey joins us from the Adelaide Strikers. G'day, Alex.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Not a drama. Thank you for coming on. We know with the time difference, we appreciate it. What about this big win on Monday night against the Stars? It was an important one, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're sort of one win, one loss, one win, one loss at the moment. So it was nice to beat the Stars, who we still see as a really dangerous team. We fly over to Melbourne tomorrow and play them again. So it was really nice to, get that one on the board and hopefully we can back up and play some good cricket. We obviously lose Rashid Khan, which is a big out. But we're starting to hopefully put together some better games. We were a little bit hit and miss early and the bowlers were doing a great job and the batters weren't firing and hopefully we can start to put it together with four games to go.
You mentioned Rashid Khan, Alex, quality world-class player. He leaves a big hole. Who replaces him or who can replace him, if that's possible?
It's a good question, Stu. Look, I don't think he can replace a player of his class and he's amazing on and off the field for us. But it does give opportunity. Liam O'Connor's been around the group now for a long time and he was in the team that won the BBL back in, I think, about BBL 7, I think we won it. So he's been around the group for a long time and doing a lot of things right off the field. So there'll be an opportunity for him at some stage. We saw the other night Peter Siddle missed with a hand injury and Frankie Worrell and Harry Conway got the job done. Big Wes Agar's had a fantastic season so far and really he's really enjoying his work as the senior bowler now in that group. And Danny Briggs as well has got lots of experience from the English cricket competition.
Certainly does. Big Harry Conway, I've had a little bit to do with him at New South Wales. Got some interesting mannerisms. How do you deal with old Harry? He's a quality bowler, but
yeah,
slightly different.
Yeah. No, we embrace the weird, that's for sure. he's a fantastic guy to have around the group. He got Finchie out the other night, first ball in this BBL for him, and there was a fair bit of carry on, leg side strangle. But he's been fantastic and it's great to see him getting some opportunity. He missed out early because we played an Australia A game and it gave an opportunity for Frank Worrell to come in and did a great job down there. So, yeah, there's opportunities coming up. It would be nice to have the full list together, but it's actually proving, as some good opportunities for some other guys that wouldn't necessarily get them.
How's Coach Gillespie going? The big douche, is he still happy? I saw him the other night. I think catch went down, and I don't think I ever seen him blow up. But he was. You could see he was getting all a bit frustrated.
Getting a bit older, old Dizzy. Getting a bit grumpy. Nah, he's fantastic. He's a very calm, level-headed guy who keeps a really positive attitude around the group. So he's doing a fantastic job with Joey Dawes as the bowling coach and Cameron White stepping up as the batting coach. So, yeah, things are starting to click. Hopefully we can put together a full 40-over performance. As I mentioned before, it's sort of the bowlers kept us in the tournament early and now it's time for the batters to hopefully start to gel and put some bigger scores on the board.
What do you make of the new rule changes? Have they been beneficial or have they just sort of been another element that you've just had to learn to adapt with?
Yeah, definitely that. You do learn to adapt with them and try to best use it to your strength. And I think we're still probably juggling the time of the surge, what batters you try to have in, going hard enough, but not then losing the wicket going into the last couple of overs. And I think we're pretty settled on who we want to bowl those surge overs. And then around the bash boost, trying to taste that extra point. You probably saw the other night I went after a boundary and it led to my dismissal. Not saying I wouldn't play that shot usually, but it led to my dismissal. So there's some interesting parts of the game that I think keep the crowd, really intrigued. I didn't think the the game needed to change, to be honest. But look, with these new rule changes as well, it's definitely kept, you know, the spectators, the players have really jumped behind it and trying to, as I said, use it to our strength.
Mate, I have to ask you a little bit about the test. Unfortunately, Australia couldn't get the job done. What did you make at it from afar?
Oh, I'm loving the series. As a cricket lover, it's been, yeah, just amazing to see the contest. Seeing Steve Smith come back and play the way he did, the Australian quicks and the Indian fight the other day was something, you know, that, yeah, as a cricket lover, you've got to respect. And, yeah, it's really intriguing going into this last test in Brisbane.
It certainly is. And, look, there's been a little bit of criticism of Steve Smith and the centre marking, but I've been trying to educate people that what he did was Steve Smith. There's nothing in that whatsoever.
Well, we were talking, Alex, before about weirdos. Is he a batting weirdo, Steve Smith?
Yep, no doubt he is. he lives and breathes it. So he's probably standing at the crease wishing he could still be batting. But no, I haven't played Test cricket, but I can understand how highly pressured it is. And it's all about trying to get into players' heads without going over, you know, crossing the line. And as I said, it's going to be really exciting going into that last test. And we know India now are probably pretty undermanned. And when they first came over here, losing some key players with injuries. And it's up to Australia now to hopefully dominate that last test.
Alex, let's hope the Strikers make the final, because you are a wonderful cricket team to watch, especially when you're in full flight. If you do make the final, who do you think you'll play?
Yeah, I think the top teams are starting to take shape, and the Sixers and the Thunder have a game tonight, so one will kick clear there. And seeing Perth Scorchers get on a bit of a run and starting to get that momentum, which, you know, we're craving for going into these last four games. It's a good question. I think just about every team's still in it, and that's what that bonus point's done is, it hasn't kicked teams that extra game clear. It's kept some teams into it. So that's been interesting. And then hopefully there's some key players that come back for us if we do get into the finals with Travis Head. Michael Nesta hasn't played a lot of cricket. So those two guys are really keen and speaking to them to hopefully reunite with the group sooner rather than later.
Appreciate you coming on this morning. Well done with the win the other night against the Stars. You do play them on Friday night. So good luck over there in Melbourne.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the chat.